are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're going to talk about something every woman thinks about, beauty.
And for you men out there, before you tune this out, we're going to talk about attractiveness for effectiveness in achieving your goals. So you have to stay tuned.
Okay. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, you know, Jason, being attractive is a big part of my emotional story. And, you know, some of you have heard us talk about me talking about me being the pretty one. Well, first off, I am not the pretty one. I am not the most beautiful woman in the world. But the bottom line is that
in comparison to your sisters.
Yes.
That's how it was framed.
That's exactly how. Well, actually, let me jump in there. When I was growing up, I was told that I was not the pretty one. I looked very much like my mother. And as far as my mother was concerned, she was not pretty at all. She thought she was very ugly. And because I looked like her, well, and a few other reasons, she told me I was not the pretty one, but my older sister was. Now I have to tell you, what I heard was I was the ugly one, and therefore it helped set up and actually confirm the competition between my older sister and myself.
That you always lost.
That I always lost. Didn't make any difference. I always lost. And so what the competition and what all that this is, what all of this told me. And this, I was a young child. I hadn't even been to school yet. And, but it said that I wasn't good enough. And in my mind and heart, it really helped me set up to focus on my looks and for me to believe that if only I had the right makeup, the right clothes, the right hairdo, then I could be the pretty one.
And it seems like ideas about your personal attractiveness comes from childhood, right?
Oh, totally, totally, totally. You know, so, and also, it also helped me state to myself what I put out there in the world or what people saw of me in the world. There was nothing more. I couldn't do anything about it. So I was, I'm going to use the word, it was a form of hopelessness, but it was also this brand or this mark that I wore.
And sweetie, I have to say this, you know, as an objective observer, if you were to put her sister and her next to each other and say, which one is the pretty one? At best, it would be a tie, you know, and at worst, there'd be these slight differences. One person might prefer one person might prefer the other. But there's like what she you know, you were told this growing up. It doesn't make sense because it doesn't seem to be objectively true at all.
Well, you know, as I look back, it wasn't objectively true. But what happened is I started wearing the energies of being the ugly one.
So talk about beauty and energy.
Okay. I'm going to bring it down to beauty is an energy. And so is your self-image, right? Yes. Often people dress in a way that reflects their feelings about themselves, or even if it's only subconscious. And what I found, well, I'm going to jump to the ecosystem approach. As soon as I started doing the ecosystem approach, everything changed. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. You know, I've seen people who are less attractive, you know, in general, and they dress that way because they believe that their looks have no value, that their beauty has no value. And by the way, every single one of us has beauty. And
well, that sounds like a philosophy, but we mean it in a different way.
Okay, explain that.
Well, your authentic self,
mm-hmm.
naturally,
yes.
energetically,
right.
has value. Now, if you have 10 people, and you line them up, and they're all showing their authentic self, each one's going to be different. It's like a rainbow.
Sure, of course.
And there's going to be strengths, and I don't say weaknesses, but there's going to be certain perspectives on each one of them.
Right.
That one person may find more attractive than another. But, you know, I guess what we've been trying to say since we started this segment is that beauty is very subjective.
Right.
And, you know, this idea about Hollywood, you know, as a man who's got testosterone going through his veins, like every 3 seconds or whatever, you know, how men think, you know, south of the border all the time, you know,
yes.
I've been, you know, I found it, as part of my personal duty to observe women all my life and determine which ones are attractive and which ones aren't, you know? So how's that for a rationalization? Anyways, so yeah,
no objectivity there. Okay. But you know what? Let's first off, Jason, you have a perfect example about the actress Amy Adams.
You know, it's interesting because she's an amazing actress.
Truly.
But what I've always found fascinating is that she went from, you know, different movies where she's sexy in one, she's like a princess goddess in another, to being very plain in another, mm-hmm. almost unattractive.
Yeah.
And that she hasn't changed.
Okay.
You know, they changed her look, but it's, you know, they do all that.
Not to mention she's really talented.
And really talented. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying she's unattractive. I just see that I've seen it with women and people all my mm-hmm. life, is mm-hmm. that some women seem to almost dress in a way that is less attractive than the way they objectively are.
Well, and by the way, there's all kinds of reasons for that. So, and
which is the energy,
which is the
of your self-image.
Exactly. And your story.
Yes.
You know, it's important that we really drive
your
this
emotional
one
story,
your emotional story, because I'm going to go back to me for just a moment. As a kid, I always felt lesser than because I was told I was lesser than, and meaning in my looks, nobody bothered to look at the talents or the, you know, what I had to offer. I was just told I was the ugly one.
You know, we both love the movie Hitch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've seen that movie, you probably know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, it was this Hitch was a dating coach.
Right.
And he helped men change their look because, you know, in his philosophy, you know, men rule them or women rule them out. Because their look isn't very appealing.
Their look isn't what they think a man should be.
Yes. And so, you know, the problem with the movie, and it was a great movie, you know, it's an old one. You can probably find it on one of the streaming services. But it was based on the philosophy that the fallacy, actually, that if you change the look, you change the energy, but that's not true.
But we know that that's not true.
There was this great scene in that movie where this nerdy guy, he had got this very attractive woman and they were in bed together and she was snuggling up to him and he was just looking out into the distance like, yeah, this is the way it should be. The problem is that he was a nerdy guy. Hitch helped him look better and act better in a way that made him attractive to her. But the problem is in the movie,
yes.
It doesn't last.
Exactly.
Because after a while, your energy, if you don't change it, will come out and that nerdy energy kind of dogs you.
Well, okay. Well, actually, it can be the same for women as well. You know what? I have a story.
We have to get to the 80-20 rule, though.
Well, we're going to get to the 80-20 rule. And the story is that I hadn't seen my family for quite some time and Thanksgiving was coming up. I had been doing the clearing the ecosystem approach every day. And when I walked into my niece's house, when I walked into her house, not one, not two, but three or more said to me, "Oh my gosh, what have you been doing? You just look amazing. By the way, I didn't have on a new shirt or, you know, new make it or none of that. What I did have was the clearing. I was using the ecosystem approach, and they hadn't seen me. I didn't even know how much of a difference I had been making.
People don't realize how much you wear your energy.
And that's the point. So do me a favor and talk about the 80-20 rule.
Let me be nerdy for a minute, okay? And if you've heard of the 80-20 rule, it's where 80% gives you 20% of the benefit and 20% of the effort gives you 80% of the benefit. Well, with makeup and beauty products,
mm-hmm.
80%
and clothes.
And clothes, you know, hairdos, that sort of thing. 80% of the expense and the time and effort mm-hmm. only yields 20% of the benefit. And I would say the reverse is true about the energy. 80% of the by just applying a little bit of clearing, 20%, and it's hard to my metaphor kind of breaks down there, but just doing a little bit of clearing will get you an 80% benefit.
Yeah, walk into Thanksgiving dinner.
Exactly.
Tell me about it. I mean, it was, and by the way, there was no expectations of this whatsoever. And by the way, I want you to think about it. If you're spending $100 on makeup, you know, on a regular basis, you're really only getting $20 worth. If you think about it.
Unless you change the energy.
Yes, exactly.
So that gets us to the key points.
And Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Beliefs about beauty and attractiveness comes from childhood and is an energy.
Mm.
Beauty is an energy first and can be changed and improved with energy techniques.
Okay.
The 80-20 rule applies to beauty where 80% of the costs and effort only returns 20% of the benefits. And the ecosystem approach is the way to make the energy of beauty come forward for you personally.
Okay. And by the way, I meant to say, if you spend $80 on... So anyway, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about what attractiveness is and how to work with it. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. This you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're going to talk about what attractive energy is and how to work with it. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, tell us about the energy of beauty and attractiveness.
You know, beauty and attractiveness are energies that we call intangibles. Mm-hmm. People think it's about physical features, but really it's not.
Mm.
You know, because the Amy Adams example the other day, you know, in the last segment, you know, she's not unattractive.
No, not at all.
But she could make herself that way. You can see that with different roles that she's played.
Right.
So, and this is, you know, this is sort of my, it's almost like a hobby or obsession. Dr. Pritchard, whichever one you want to talk about.
Second word was correct.
You know, the TV personalities, you know, we used to live in the San Francisco Bay Area. Now we live in a more rural area that's outside of Yosemite.
Right.
And, you know, it's interesting because the local news and the weather and the traffic, stuff like that, you know, the TV personalities are not as quote unquote pretty.
Not as Barbie and Ken.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's the best way to put it.
Yes.
You know, and I see this that, you know, they're still attractive. You can't be unattractive to be on TV. But what we see is that their energy mm-hmm. isn't as good. In other words, right. they don't exude charm in front of the camera. Right. And although they're physically attractive, a lot of them struggle to be attractive with their energy. And this is a big hint, and especially for men, because if you change your energy, you know, men need to be attractive to be effective. You know, mm-hmm. we don't think about, yes, we want to be attractive to find a woman, but a lot of times the focus for men is to achieve goals and to be liked.
Well, the training is different from when we're very young.
Exactly. And we could talk about the philosophy of that.
Yeah.
No, but that's, you know, yeah. whether we like it or not, that's really been the way it has been.
Right.
And it's still an energy.
Mm-hmm.
And for men, if you change your energy, you know, you can achieve your goals, be liked, be more effective. It's amazing.
Well,
and obviously you are more attractive.
And I'm going to jump in and say, and how do we do that, Jason?
With the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. So stay tuned with us right now, because we're going to talk more about that.
So most people focus on external beauty, but it's not the true source. It's like missing, it's missing the whole
mark.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not physical features. Mm-hmm. It's your mannerisms, your body language, and how you put it all together.
Right.
Which of course is another way of saying energy.
Right. Exactly. Well, what if you're overweight or awkward or have some features that you believe are unattractive?
It's still the energy. Now, you know, we've done some shows about weight and weight loss.
Sure.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Typically, those negative energies, if you have too much weight, are in those fat cells.
Well, and I'm just going to say this. I realize the show isn't about weight, but if you're overweight, the bottom line is you are collecting negative energies and you're wearing them.
And the way to lose weight is to change the energy first.
Exactly. And then losing the weight becomes easier,
you know.
So, you know, Jason, most people want to be attractive, to be liked and loved and appreciated. And what? Energy is the way.
Exactly.
You know, there are many women who have the false belief that their husband will like them more and pay more attention to them if they are attractive. And I just want you to know, it might work for one or two times, but that's really not it.
Yeah. We're not talking about sex, but you know, 1 or 2 weeks or 1 or 2 days.
Well, it might even be 1 or 2 minutes.
Yes.
Because the energy that you wear, the energy that is covering up your essence, people see it.
Is the key to being attractive to your spouse, if that's possible.
If that's possible.
You know, and a lot of people have spouses where, you know, there's all sorts of stories on the other side, but if it's possible, changing your energy is the way to do it.
Exactly. Well, no, we know it's possible when you change the energy to do it.
Well, what I'm saying is that there's some spouses. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, and by the way, there's a real benefit, and I'm going to say this because we're going to be doing Love Month next month, of course, because it's going to be Valentine's Day. But February is Love Month. But the bottom line is that when you and your partner do the ecosystem approach together, you do the clearing together, you will not believe the amazing results that you will have. Because when you start working on that, you work on all kinds of things as well, such as money and the ability to communicate and
all the things that gets in the way.
All the things that gets in the way. You know, exactly.
In the third week, we're going to do a show about marriage, and that's mm-hmm. all about that. But it's for all the other ones too.
Exactly.
You know, and you don't have to do literally do the clearing together. If you work on yourself and your partner works on themselves.
I was just saying it's a big benefit. That's what I was saying. You know, the connection that women really want, and when men feel that, you know, a connection, it makes it different.
And that's energy.
Mm-hmm.
If,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's, you know, I was just thinking about this as I was doing the show, writing the outline for the show. But we have different issues now between Patricia and I.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like we never fight, but we have this amazing relationship. And more and more, when we do fight, we see the negative energy. We usually kind of grumble and go to our corners, and then we catch ourselves,
right.
You know, come back together and clear.
Right.
And it's amazing.
You know, this little story just popped in. We just spent last weekend with a family relative. I'm going to say it that way. And this family relative was just divorced. And the partner was not very nice. Let me just say it that way. And
you're just being too politically correct. We didn't like him.
Okay. So anyway, but the thing that Jason and I noticed after the weekend was through, we were driving home and we said, did you notice how when I had forgotten a few things, well, you know, okay, that happens. But when we couldn't find something or we realized we'd forgotten something, the bottom line is that he and I didn't argue about it. We went, okay, well, is there something else we can do here? In other words, we worked together. We figured it out. And that's because of the ecosystem approach. And I realize I'm talking about that. But the bottom line is that.
So the story was a little confusing. We went on a trip to see, it was actually my sister. And it was a trip. We had to do a lot of packing.
Right.
And normally getting out of the house is really hard
with
my mom. We got two dogs and
it's a major
undertaking.
It's an event.
And so getting everything there, getting all the things we need is tough.
Yes. And so, but the bottom line is had that been my ex-brother-in-law, he would have just ripped his wife a new one. And we'll say it that way, because she forgot something. And she was amazed. She was observing Jason and I, how we didn't do that. We didn't need to do that.
Yeah, that's the point of the story.
That was the point of the story.
My sister's, she just got divorced. She saw us working together in ways that would have been a major upset with her marriage. And she's thinking, oh my gosh, you know.
How did they do that?
Yes.
And of course, you know, so we're working on helping her with that.
So here's the thing. Everyone believes that the best looking people find the best mates.
Right?
No. It's the people with the best energy find the best mates.
Right, exactly. And by the way, that is going to be the beginning of our story when we talk about that next month. So join us for that one. You know, I want to talk about makeup and you know, cover-ups and mascara and eyeliner and rouge and
hairstyles,
and even clothes. Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know, they all accentuate your features, but they also accentuate your energy. And, you know, it's the same with hair color and all of that sort of thing. If you focus on the energy first, meaning remove the negative energy first, you will get some amazing benefits.
as opposed to doing the makeover without changing the energy.
Well, and spending the money on it, which, you know, of course.
And if you do a makeover the first time you sneeze, you're screwed. or take a shower, or, you know, cry or something like that.
Well, yeah. But then there's, but I just had this anyway. The bottom line is that, let's talk about facelifts as well. You know, we have seen some pretty decent facelifts, but we've also, all of us have seen some pretty bad ones. And the reason that they turn out bad, yes, I realize the surgeon has something to do with it, but the bottom line is facelifts do not change the energy. They, in fact, oftentimes will block the essence of your energy.
Or exaggerate the bad energy.
Exactly, exactly.
We had a client one time who, you know, we never met her mother, but she told us about her mother a lot. Mm-hmm. And that was part of her personal story. And her energy of her mother felt awful to me.
Right.
It always did.
Right.
But she told us that on her deathbed, her mother had her hair done. She was literally in the hospital and she had someone come in and do her hair.
And her makeup.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was clear that she used it as a mask.
Right.
Because at some level, unconscious level, she knew that her energy wasn't good and she wanted to overcome it with makeup.
Well, and okay, and I'm going to say this, you know, people are trained that first appearances are everything. Well, maybe the mother was thinking that the first appearance when she stepped to the other side, that was going to be, you know, her first appearance. I have no idea. But the bottom line is that if you change the energy, your first appearance, wherever you are, will make a difference.
Because we're numb to energy,
right?
People rely on first appearances. But the truth is that it's the energy. And typically, even if your first appearance isn't the best,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's say you meet your prospective boss and you're in your work clothes or something, you're not, you know, you can still resolve that with energy.
Exactly. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Attractiveness and beauty are energies that can be developed and increased.
Mm-hmm.
Men need to be attractive for effectiveness and to achieve goals and to be liked.
Okay.
Beauty does not create connection. Good energy creates good connections, likability, and love.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to use your story to make yourself more attractive and beautiful.
Because everything in your story, by the way, tells you everything you need to clear. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to teach you how to create more positive energy for you to develop your real beauty. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com. We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404. The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And we're talking, and we're going to teach you how to create more positive energy for you to develop your beauty, your real beauty. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach.
So, Patricia, we understand that it's energy that creates beauty. So where does someone start?
Oh, right where you are. Boy, that's the first one. It's the negative energies that interfere with the real expression of your beauty. Those negative energies come from your story. And so if you...
Can you give some examples
of those energies?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I just... Yes, I can give you some examples. And I'm just going to kind of go down a little bit of a list. And they're not the same energies for everyone. I just need to say that. But a lot of these apply to almost everyone.
And the point is that the way you find those energies is by looking at your emotional story. And
Right. We
talked about your emotional story two shows ago.
Right.
So go back and listen to that if you're interested.
By the way,
that's the way to start.
It's a great show. Absolutely.
And sometimes, I'm just jumping in here, but Okay. Sometimes you already know. You maybe feel bad about yourself. Maybe you feel unattractive. Maybe you feel awkward or just have a feeling about yourself that you know doesn't make you look attractive. Start there first.
Exactly. Or here's another one. When you look in the mirror, if the first thing you see is when you see yourself and you hate what you see, man, there's a huge cue right there. Clear the hate. So here's just a small list. Things like self-sabotage, hurt, anger, fear, hopelessness, hate of self. That was what I was just talking about. Unworthiness, old patterns, depression, controlling, bitchy, defensive, taking things personally. These are energies that are not attractive. Many people are unconscious about the energy that they project. And, I have to say that was one of the major things. I had no idea that people could see the energies I was wearing.
You know, when we first got together, she thought I was hitting on her, but I really was being very scientific, very nerdy and saying, okay,
well, that part's true.
You want to try out this process because everybody in the office could feel her anger.
Right.
And I don't think she saw herself as being angry, just trying to protect herself.
Truly, truly, truly. And because of my story, I was trying to protect myself. But the bottom line is that I was wearing it. And if you go sit in a park sometime or go sit in a Starbucks and watch the people that come in, read their energy. What, when they come through that door, what do you see? Oftentimes you'll see frenzy and, confusion, that kind of thing. But if you take a moment, take a breath yourself, look, you will see anger and hate and judgment. And
I see this with men a lot.
Oh, man.
There's an anger and bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you going to screw me now?
Mm-hmm.
They wear it.
Yes.
And it's not attractive. And it's kind of prickly. It's like, you don't want to be around that
Well,
person.
And there's a lot of women that way too. So,
yes.
But I want to say negative energy creates things like, wrinkles, blemishes, dull eyes, bad color. Oh, here we go. Here's one of the biggest ones. Fat. And feeling sorry for yourself. So, you know, Jason, what is attractive energy?
Needing it. Oh, well, neediness is another one. Oh,
no,
my gosh.
Yes,
you know, needy energy. Most men have it too, but it manifests a little bit differently.
Right.
Women, you know, it's a natural repulsion to people. You know, a lot of people think that your authentic energy, well, they think, well, what if my authentic energy isn't very attractive?
Yeah.
Well, it's, first of all, I don't see how that's possible.
Either.
Yeah, most people, you know, when they're, if you were really disfigured in some way, in a way that was really
right.
Unattractive by most people's standards, for you to, most people that are like that have this angry, negative energy. I'm trying to think of that fairy tale, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, yes. Yes,
you know, yes. And, you know, he's visually was very unattractive, but
he had an amazing heart.
Yes. And that heart, that warmth was, after a while, you couldn't see his deformity. All you could see was the heart.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guarantee you, your authentic energy is God-given.
It is attractive.
And it may not be attractive to every single person out there,
but that's okay too.
I guarantee you, when you put on a fake persona, that is less attractive to more people.
Exactly.
That makes any sense. Yes.
Exactly. So you know, understand that us being uncovering what we uncover, believe it or not, is not. We don't need to be afraid of it. What we need to do is clear it.
You know, last week, I'm changing the subject a little bit, but okay. Last week we did a show on the age of Aquarius.
Yes.
And part of that show,
loved the show.
It was a great show. We had a lot of fun with that, but I want to say something about the age of Aquarius and this.
Okay.
When we start talking about beauty, and energy, it's completely free. It's completely accessible. Mm-hmm. It is such an age of Aquarius concept because, you know, people today, if you have a lot of money, you can spend money on clothes, facials, hair coloring, hairstyles, all those things. But what we're talking about, changing your energy on the inside, is available to everybody.
Right.
And if you want to, we did a special article about that was connected with the age of Aquarius about being your own guru, which is a very age of Aquarius type of idea. And I wrote a special article about it. It's on a hidden page. And if you sign up for our newsletter, we're going to put the link in this week again, and you can read that article about being your own guru, because you don't have to pay for it to have someone else tell you what to do and what's best and how to go and how to act. You have it, inside of yourself, and we tell you how to access that.
So, and Jason, how do they sign up for the newsletter?
Go to our website at www.livinglighter.org and go to our newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and email address.
Exactly. So, and then also, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Nothing interferes with your beauty or attractiveness more than negative energies.
Exactly.
Makeovers don't work. If there is angry, bitter, needy, or shame energy, it's hard to be attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Energy that comes from your authentic self is always the most attractive and appealing for you personally.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to remove the negative energy and uncover your authentic energy.
Ah, and it's amazing. It is amazing. So, Jason, let's tell everyone how we do this energy work.
So, you have to use your imagination. You don't have to sit in any special posture, any special way. You can be sitting, you can be standing, you can be standing on your head. And all we say is when...
I always get a headache when I do that. Go ahead.
When we say, and to eliminate, whatever we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, or specific emotions, gather those things up, blow them into a trash can. Now, if there's not a trash can where you are, if you're driving, for example, use your imagination. Create an imaginary trash can.
And if you don't like the guy next to you, blow it into his car. What?
No, blow it into the trash can, yes. And we'll empty the trash can. Don't worry about that.
Okay. So. And then after that, we're going to activate life force energy. And life force energy is the most powerful positive energy that we have available to us. There is nothing stronger than that anywhere. And the amazing things you can do with it is amazing, such as Be Beautiful. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it, or we're going to call it to come in through the top of our head, go all the way down our torso and our arms, all the way down our legs to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around, and then we're going to blow out any negative energy that is left over. And then we're going to do some more. So, and by the way, we see life force energy is clear, pure light. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some clearings that will help you be more beautiful right now. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
And I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some clearings that will help you be more attractive right now. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. Pinch those cheeks. Here we go. I direct all my resources at all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I can change the energy that makes me unattractive. Ooh. Gather up those veils and illusions and blow it into that trash can.
And to eliminate the fears and worries and anxieties that I have that keep me from my what? Natural, authentic beauty. Take a breath. Blow it out.
I guarantee you the fears and worries and anxieties show in your face. Yeah. And you can, by using clearing, that's so much more effective than any beauty cream or wrinkle remover that you could possibly use.
Exactly. Exactly.
And to eliminate, is it my turn?
It is.
Okay. The veil's an illusion, so I can start to see the negative energy attached to me, and then I can clear it.
Yes. Take a breath. And blow it out. And to eliminate any anger that I have that comes out at the wrong time that is not attractive, that makes me unattractive, take a breath. And I'd like to say that that one is one of the ones that I have to do on a regular basis because I was trained to be angry.
And to eliminate any bitterness and need for revenge that I have that I turn on myself or the people close to me.
Yeah. Take a breath.
Yes. and to eliminate the anger and rage about past wrongs that I wear on my face.
Yes, take a breath. And to eliminate the trainings that I have that says I have to wear on my face and on my body all the wrongdoings that have been done to me, I release and let go that false belief and that training. Take a breath. By the way, that's just passing negative energy back and forth between you and somebody else. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the shame and guilt that I have that keeps me from my real beauty. Take a breath. I'm sure all the cosmetics companies have turned us off by now.
And to eliminate any neediness, shame, or unworthiness that I wear that keeps me from my attractiveness. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my authentic self and express it in the world.
And have fun doing that.
Now, in the past, what we've been doing is we do some clearings just to change the world. So we're going to keep doing that. And
this is really important.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And just imagine a big hand going all the way around the world and ending up in a big dumpster.
Yeah.
Which is your trash can that you can create in your imagination. So here we go.
Okay.
And to eliminate all the anger, distrust, suspicion, and need for revenge and hurt that we're all carrying toward each other. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
All the way around the world.
And to eliminate all the hate and rage that people have with those who are different.
Ooh, yeah. Take a breath. You don't need that.
And use that hand so it not only clears you, but clears the rest of the people in the world.
Exactly, exactly. And to eliminate the poverty, racism, hate, hunger, and indifference to the planet. Take a breath. Blow out all that negative energy and pick up all that negative energy that's around the world and put it in that dumpster. Blow it out.
Should we do life force?
Sure. Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Pull that in right through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body, your arms, to the tips of your toes. Turn around, turn it around, and blow out any negative energy that's left over.
And to activate life force so I can have the confidence that changing my energy will make me attractive, beautiful, and better looking.
Take a breath. In through the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Blow out any negative energies left over. And to activate life force so I can trust that changing my energy will make me more attractive. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can see that my real beauty comes from my authentic energy.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, have fun, have laughter and love of myself, love of others, love of the world, have peace and harmony and joy in my life every single day, no matter how much I'm clearing. Take a breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
February is the month of love. And next week, we're going to talk about the most important type of love, which is self-love.
Oh,
but all next month, we've got four shows lined up all about some form of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first one's going to be self-love. Then it's going to be about seeking love, you know, people that are looking for a partner,
looking for love in all
marriage,
the
you know, we're going to talk about that one. That's a biggie. And then, then disappointment in love, you know, that's very, very common. But I, here's a spoiler alert. Everything goes back to self-love. So that's why we're doing that first. It's the most important part. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have self-love, then the other ones kind of come, they kind of flow naturally.
Okay. Well, and am I correct? You're not talking about self-absorption here. You're talking about how not to have self-absorption so you can have love. Is that correct, Jason?
And we get confused, but that's,
yes, we do.
You'll have to hear about that next week when you tune in.
Okay. I love that part. So if some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
And while you're on our website, go to the newsletter tab and sign up for the newsletter. And here's why.
Okay.
Not only will you get clearings about how to make your energy more attractive, but we have this special, you know, it's just this week only, this is the last week. We had it last week and we're going to have it this week. If you don't sign up now, you're not going to get it. But it's an article about being your own guru.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, you need to be your own guru to understand your own story, to start to make your energy more attractive.
Okay.
It's all connected. So all you have to do is go to our website, www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and your email address. We don't sell your list. We don't sell the names. We don't do any of that.
No.
And it's completely free, which is kind of in keeping with the age of Aquarius, being your own guru, having creating this beauty for yourself in a way that's cheap, that's free. Oh my gosh, you know, beauty without beauty products it's almost like it's a sacrilegious type of concept.
In my family it would be that is for sure.
And the other thing is, you know, if you don't mind, it when people like us on Facebook, it shows on my face that my wrinkles go, you know, become less. So please, you know, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. And every week we kind of preview the next show.
Yes, exactly. Well, and, you know, I want to make a comment about the clearings on the newsletter. First off, they change every week. But the bottom line is that if you start today, it will help you start to understand your story, even if you think you know what your story is, which, you know, a lot of people do, but many of them don't. The bottom line is that if you start clearing today, start using the ecosystem approach today, what happens is this: you start to change. And by the way, there is nothing that you're going to change. You're not going to change into something awful, because that isn't the way it works.
You always change into you,
which
that can't be awful.
God did not create us that way. We have the ability to be phenomenal and amazing and enjoy our lives and have everything that we need. And how you start to do all of that, Jason, is what?
It's the ecosystem approach.
Yes.
And oh, by the way, the whole point of clearing all this all the time is because it's cumulative. And so the more you clear, the more you remove, the more you uncover, the more you know about your story, the more you know about your authentic self, the more you know about how to fix the problems that you need to in your life. It just keeps working and working. So listen to our show every week. Sign up for the newsletter. Go do it right now. www.livinglighter.org on the newsletter tab, and it's free.
Well, and you know, I just want to make one little comment about all of it. I have never laughed so much in my life and had such a wonderful time, and my perspective changed on life when I started doing the ecosystem approach. Yes, I've had some ups and downs, but I got to tell you, I couldn't live, don't want to live my life the way that it was. I love the way my life is today.
And I think my wife is beautiful. I know I'm supposed to say that, but I really believe it. So here we go. Okay. She's blushing over there. So come on, you gotta get. We're running out of time.
All right, we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.